to read from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 12. Luke's Gospel, chapter 12, and verse 16. And he spoke a parable to them, saying, "The land of a certain rich man brought forth abundantly." And verse 19, "And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much good things laid up for many, but laid by for many years. Repose thyself, eat, drink, be merry. But God said to him, Fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee, and whose shall be what thou hast prepared? Thus is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." And then in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19. "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where moth and rust spoils, and where thieves dig through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust spoils, and where thieves do not dig through nor steal. For where thy treasure is, there will be also thy heart." And one more reference in the second epistle to Corinthians, chapter 4. 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, and verse 6. "Because it is the God who spoke, that out of darkness light should shine, who has shone in our hearts for the shining forth of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, that we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that surpassingness of the power may be of God and not from us." Have in mind the thought of treasure, which comes into these all three passages here. One in regard of this man who had much in this world, and he was thinking only of what he was going to enjoy in this life. He would take down his existing granaries, build greater ones to take all his riches. But God just intervened and spoke to him. He said, "You're going to die tonight. Who's all this going to be for?" You wonder if a man like that would just think about it. Now, well, what have I been doing all this time? I can't take any of it with me. There he was thinking that he had time left and he could enjoy those things. He could enjoy the fruits of his labours. And I would say, I'll speak for myself anyway, naturally I'm like that. But if I'm in this life, you want to enjoy it. People say you've got one life. Make the most of it. Yes. Well, I suppose for somebody who doesn't have life in other things, then yes, that makes sense. And the Lord himself says, doesn't he, that the sons of this generation, the sons of this world are for their generation more prudent than the sons of light. And that's a test as to whether we are prudent in regard to the things that we have spiritually. There are those in this world who are, you might say, put us to shame in the activity that they do in order to have the treasure that they have here. But what about the treasure that we have as Christians? It's a very different sort of treasure. It's not a treasure which is going to go when we die, but it's a treasure which is going to go with us. And that is why I read in Matthew's Gospel, because we get a contrast here, and there's an appeal by the Lord here. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth. So you make a definite decision that you're not going to do that. I'm not going to lay up these things on the earth. Yes, we need things to live, I know that. But this is a question of treasure, and as he goes on to say, where our heart is. Mm-hmm. And so you don't do that, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. So you make a decision as to what your life is about. Is it a life which is just going to come to an end and there'll be nothing, no fruit for eternity? Or is there going to be something now from what we are enjoying of spiritual things, which is going to go with us? where it says, lay up for yourself treasures in heaven. In other words, we're to know what that means, that heaven is a place where we have this treasure, and we're to lay it up there. It's not amongst things here, not where thieves can come in, not where things can be spoiled. But we know that in heaven, that is where Jesus is, our Saviour. Now, that is, there's treasure, isn't there, in that, in thinking about where Jesus is. And that is a treasure which is going to go with us. It's everything, I think, which the Holy Spirit would help us in amassing, if I may use that word. Paul says to Timothy, doesn't he, keep by the Holy Spirit the good deposit which is entrusted to you. So we have the Spirit. What a wonderful gift the Spirit is, who will help us to keep these things, these treasures, which are in heaven, which we have access to now, but they will be ours eternally when we go to be with the Lord. So it says, for where thy treasure is, there will be also thy heart. So the heart of that man in Luke's gospel was in his treasure here. But what about our treasure? Is it in heaven? Is it connected with Christ in glory? And that one who's died for us, the one who's now raised and ascended, God has received him up, hasn't he? Received him up in glory. What treasure there is for ourselves in this. So I just read in 2 Corinthians, because it speaks there of our having treasure, this treasure in earthen vessels. What a wonderful triumph that is, isn't it? That these wonderful heavenly things should actually be in our bodies, these earthen vessels. They're going to break. They're going to come to an end. But God is pleased to maintain us here despite weakness that we might feel. Paul, I think, was very conscious of his own body, that he was soon going to die, he wrote. And what about that vessel? Well, it was an earthen vessel. But, a believer on the Lord Jesus has more than that. He's going to have a spiritual body, not an earthen vessel, but something which is fitted for eternity. But it says here, we have this treasure. What is that? It's the... is the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. What a wonderful knowledge it is, isn't it? That God has been made known in Jesus, and we have the knowledge of that. We have these things by the Spirit. We know Jesus as seated at the right hand of God. What a treasure there is for our souls in this, that we know him in that place, and we're soon going to be with him eternally in bodies like his. It says that, in 1 John 3, beloved, now are we children of God, and what we shall be has not yet been manifested. We know that if it is manifested, we shall be like him, but we shall see him as he is. So you think of the glory that we see at this present moment, to see him as he is. And I think we need bodies of glory for that. Full vessels for the Spirit, so that we can be able to take in that day, the greatness of Christ, the one who has died for us, but the one now who lives for us, and who is coming for us to take us to be with himself. May God bless you.
Amen. Amen.